I've always agreed with this aphorism of F. Scott Fitzgerald's. The test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function. That has seemed especially apt recently. It seems apt as we struggle to decide how we feel about the prospect of an invasion of Iraq. And it also seemed repeatedly apt as I've scanned the cultural stories on the fringes of the news recently. For instance, I'm a big believer in the idea that the best movies are both entertaining and thought-provoking. It turns out that Britney Spears couldn't disagree more. After she walked out of a Sundance Festival screening of the new film The Singing Detective, Britney was quoted as saying, "Sundance is weird. The movies are weird. You actually have to think about them when you watch them." The cable service HBO aired a Britney Spears concert not too long ago. Nobody's perfect. But HBO's success is really built on this non-paradox, that thought-provoking entertainment is not an oxymoron. Sheila Nevins is a top HBO executive, and she and they are also developing a film about Adolf Hitler's alleged homosexuality. It's called Pink Fuhrer.
You have all blessings, Roger, to make springtime for Hitler just as gay as anyone could possibly want.
When asked why Hitler was a better subject than, say, Joseph Stalin, she said, quote, "I don't like to go to dinner parties, but if someone told me Adolf Hitler was there and I could sit next to him, I'd definitely go. If Stalin was there, I'm not sure I'd be so interested." This is clearly a woman able to hold two opposed ideas in mind at the same time, dinner party chit-chat and evil mass murderers, and still retain the ability to function. United Nations officials, on the other hand, apparently don't have that ability. As we all know, the UN Security Council is debating whether to go to war with Iraq. But hanging outside the Security Council chamber is a reproduction of the most famous piece of anti-war art, a tapestry based on Picasso's picture Guernica, which he painted to memorialize the bombing of civilians by fascists during the Spanish Civil War. And during the recent Meet the Press moments outside the Security Council, the UN covered up the Guernica tapestry with blue drapes and the UN logo. The excuse is what marketers call a branding opportunity. When the body parts and horse's head of Guernica are in the way, all those assembled TV cameras don't have a UN logo in their shots. "We're only doing this until the cameras leave," a UN spokesman said. "We had a problem with, you know, the horse." Thinking and entertainment, the hideousness and the occasional necessity of war, issues of extreme gravity combined with public relations fussing. Right now, more than ever, all of us are being challenged to hold two opposed ideas in mind at the same time and continue to function. This is Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.